Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 12, 2019. I'm Joe Underko. This week we will take a quick look back at last Saturday's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this weekend's games. Case Western Reserve stands alone as the lone unbeaten team in the PAC after Week 5 contests, as the Spartans edge previously unbeaten Westminster 21-13 in Cleveland Saturday night. Carnegie Mellon also suffered its first loss of the year, as the Tartans were outlasted at Grove City 26-23 in double overtime. In other action, W&J rolled past Bethany 69-21, Geneva posted its third straight victory with a 48-10 final at St. Vincent, and Waynesburg earned its first win with a narrow 14-13 decision over Teal. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to W&J wideout Josh Burns, with 9 catches for 163 yards and 3 first-half TDs versus Bethany. Defensive honors went to Case linebacker Travis Johnston, with 11 tackles, a forced fumble, and 2 pass breakups. Grove City kicker Nick Morrow made all 3 field goals and 2 extra points to tab special teams laurels, while the top rookie was Geneva DB O'Neill Cotton, with a pair of interceptions at St. Vincent. 5 conference matchups are again on tap on October 12, headlined by a clash of national titans when 4-0 and 25th-ranked Case Western Reserve hosts 4-1 Washington and Jefferson, which is also receiving national top 25 votes, for Case's homecoming at DeSanto Field in Cleveland at 1:30 p.m. W&J leads the all-time series 11-8, while the home team has won all 3 meetings in the series since Case rejoined the PAC in 2014, including a 44-36 shootout win for the Presidents in Washington a year ago. Spartan head coach Greg Debelak talks about the challenge of back-to-back contests with first place in the PAC at stake.
Being ready physically was our emphasis this week. We really toned down the hitting. It was more of a mental week than a physical week, because if we're not stepping out of the field at 100% physical capabilities, we're going to have trouble with these teams, because they're a handful athletically.
Another homecoming contest features a pair of local rivals, as 3-2 Grove City heads 14 miles down Route 208 to face 4-1 Westminster at Harrelbury Stadium in New Wilmington at 1 p.m. It's the 101st all-time meeting between the Presbyterian schools in a series dating back to 1892. Last season, the Wolverines stunned the Titans 36-33 on a touchdown pass with 7 seconds to play in Grove City. Wolverine head coach Andrew DiDonato expects a capacity crowd and a great game environment for the two programs on Saturday.
We had homecoming last week, so a number of guys that came back to talk to us, and when they referenced a specific game, they referenced Westminster. Because the schools are so close in proximity, a lot of people tune into this one. I already got a message from alumni heading into this game, that this is one that they always make sure they tune into on the live stream. So it does. It means a lot to a lot of people.
Coming off its first loss, 4-1 Carnegie Mellon looks to bounce back under the Gesling Stadium lights at 7 p.m., when the Tartans host 1-4 Waynesburg. CMU leads the all-time series with the Yellow Jackets 12-5-1, although Waynesburg recorded a 24-21 home win over the Tartans in 2018. Veteran Carnegie Mellon head coach Rich Lackner talked about the keys for his team bouncing back after a disappointing overtime loss at Grove City.
We came out of the game relatively healthy. Just need to refocus and get ready for the next contest. Grove City's history at this point, and let's move forward and let's get better this week and have a great week of practice and get ready for Waynesburg.
In other games, 3-2 Geneva looks for its 4th consecutive win as the GTs travel to face 1-4 Bethany at 4 p.m. The Bison posted a 26-20 victory over the Golden Tornadoes in Beaver Falls last season. Finally, 0-4 St. Vincent travels to Alumni Stadium to face 0-5 Teal at 3 p.m., in a matchup of teams still in search of their first win of the season. The Tomcats lead the all-time series 11-10, but the Bearcats prevailed over Teal 35-13 in Latrobe a year ago. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Please log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org anytime for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other info. You can follow us on social media via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as the new PAC Digital Network on Roku and Apple TV. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.